God knows me. God knows you. God knows all of us. Is it actually possible for God to know everyone in the world? How time flies. It is already 3 months since I joined this community. I must tell you, one of the greatest challenges I had and I'm still struggling with is knowing people by their names. Where they live and what they told me they do and are doing. And what some did before retirement. I have equally gathered from my co-curates that I am not the only person with such difficulties. The point I want to make is how difficult it is to know everyone within the community in a very short time. But there is only one person who knows everyone living on this earth, and that person is God. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, we are told that before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. So even when we were still in our mother's womb, God has the capacity of knowing us. In our first reading, David, who was assumed to be the writer of the Psalm 139, in many ways expressed his conviction of God's knowledge of his existence. Verses 5 and 6 tell about God's knowledge of David even before the foundation of the earth and when he was in her mother's womb. I quote David now. He says, "My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depth of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them are yet existed." So even the years David were to live on earth, God had already known that before David was formed in her mother's womb. Verses 1 to 14 illustrate various ways in which God had profound knowledge of him. David. He has intimate, detailed knowledge of him. So God knew David too well, and David understood that. How could this be? How is it possible for God to do this? Looking at Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 27. God says, "I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me to do?" God speaking here, he has the capacity beyond us human to do all things. Truly, As the Bible says in Luke 18:27, for God, everything is possible, but for human being, it is impossible. Just as I'm still finding it difficult to know everyone in this community since I came. God could only do this because he possesses the following unique characteristics. He is all-knowing. They coined it in a very big word, his omniscience. God knows everything about us. Nothing about us is hidden to him. This was illustrated in verse 1 of that psalm. Secondly, his omnipresence. God is spirit. He is ever present through time and space. And of course, he's everywhere. He's even with us here. These unique characteristics of God made it possible for him to know everything about the psalmist. And of course, and we here. Our gospel reading equally tells us that even the hairs on our head are all counted. What does that imply? If he knows the number of hairs on our head, the indication is that he knows us. He went on to express his love and the assurance of his protection towards us in that very Matthew chapter 10, verse 26 to 23 we read. The attitude of knowing us here doesn't just end there. It's a sense of his protection as well over our lives. Going back to Psalm 139, verses 1 to 6. It shows that it was difficult for the psalmist to hide from God. Even if he ascend to the heaven, beneath the ground, depth of the sea, and in the darkest places, God was still there. He follows us wherever we go. When we feel that we are locked out, he's there with us. In our loneliest moment, he's always there with us because he knows us. That is why verse 9 to 10 says, if I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limit of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me fast. That great assurance of his protection. His knowing us should be a conviction that his hand is equally there to build a shield over our lives. So God was with Moses wherever, with David rather, wherever he goes. And that guaranteed his safety. And probably prompted him to come out boldly to declare the confidence that God identifies him, or rather identified him. To some of us, we often feel that God has forgotten us and that He's not aware of our existence, especially in the face of difficulties. But the truth is that God is love, and His love surrounds us. His presence is with us always, even when we don't acknowledge it. It doesn't matter what you feel. The same way He was with David, the same way He is with everyone He has created that lives on this planet Earth. He knows each and every one of us personally, just like He knew David. Knowing us is an assurance of His love and divine protection. Therefore, we are encouraged this morning. In all our various situations through this psalm, that God knows us and that His presence is always with us. He knows me. He knows you. He knows all of us. I would like to finish with this song that I love so much, by Tommy Walker. I won't sing it because I don't have a very beautiful voice to sing, but I will read it out. I have a maker. He formed my heart. Before even time began, my life was in His hands. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls. He hears me when I call. I have a Father. He calls me His own. He will never leave me, no matter where I go. He knows my name. He knows my every thought, both inward and outward. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call. Let us pray. Dear Lord, our joy today is the assurance that You know us individually. And Your knowing us just doesn't stop there. It reminds us of Your divine protection. It tells us about Your love, that no matter whatever situation, challenges that we are facing, that You are there. And we are going to come out of it victorious. And Lord, we pray today that You will bring us to that point of knowing that You know and cares for us. That we will come out and stand out boldly to declare, even like David, that You know us. Amen.